Hello, everyone. So I want to make it crystal clear that I never glorify any aspect of my sexual past. I don't want people to duplicate what I was trained to do because of the trauma. I decided I had to do this episode because I don't want people to assume that I fully approve of everything in my sexual past. I do not. I never have and I never will. And I'm being gentle and graceful and generous to myself. I'm not being hard on myself. But I don't want anyone thinking that I ever glorify wrongfulness. I don't want anyone to think that I magnify the recklessness that accompanies trauma, because trauma births recklessness. And usually when you are harmed and you don't have the help that you need, it's unintentional recklessness. You're not trying to hurt yourself or anybody else, but you accidentally hurt yourself and other people. And I say accidentally because you don't mean to. And it took me until this span of 3 years doing the podcast to recognize, okay, there was harm when it came to me and them, but it wasn't something that I planned on doing. It was myself and them trying to respond correctly to the trauma, not knowing how to speak, not knowing how to get help, not knowing how to possess the psychological terminology of an extensive vernacular to say, okay, this is what's happening to me and this is how I can progress out of the trauma and progress into joyfulness. So here's what I want to say. And I'm going to be very honest with you. And I'm not proud of any of this. At the same time, I have to tell you the truth and say, I was taught to have sex for all the wrong reasons. I was taught to have sex with the wrong people, with the wrong environments, with the wrong habits, with the wrong events, with the wrong things, with the wrong situations, with the wrong practices. I was having sex as a coping mechanism that I was taught that sex was the main coping mechanism. I was taught that it's okay to have sex as a emotional management tool. The main emotional management tool, and I recognize those are all lies. Those are all deceit. And those are all forms of brainwashing. I, to tell you the truth even more, I was having sex to heal from crime. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from transgressions. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from misdemeanors. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from vices. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from outrage. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from wickedness. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from immorality. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from infringement. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from depravity. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from evil behavior. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from wrongdoing. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from misconduct. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from corruption. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from delinquency. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from wrongs. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from trespasses. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from male factions. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from dereliction. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from lawlessness. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from domestic violence. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from hate crimes. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from discrimination. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from harassment. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from arson. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from the organized crime version of bigamy and polygamy. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from killings. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from forgeries. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from atrocities. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from felonies. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from capital crimes. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from offenses. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from white-collar crimes. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from blue-collar crimes. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from scandals. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from infractions. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from violations. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from mortal sins. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from homicide. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from voluntary manslaughter. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from involuntary manslaughter. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from simple assaults. That didn't feel so simple. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from aggravated assault. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from battery. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from larceny. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from robberies. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from burglaries. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from holdups. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from kidnappings. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from swindling. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from frauds. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from defrauding. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from embezzlement. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from smuggling. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from extortion. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from bribery. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from mugging. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from date rapes. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from statutory rape. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from attacks. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from sexual molestation. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from breach of promise. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from malicious mischief. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from breach of the peace. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from libels. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from perjury. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from conspiracies. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from counterfeiting. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from inciting to revolt and revolts. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from insurrections. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from seditions. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from mayhem. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from crime of passion. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from war crimes. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from crimes against humanity. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from corruption. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from evil. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from murder. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from rape. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from sin. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from iniquity. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from theft. I don't glorify that. I was having sex to heal from treason. I don't glorify that. And I want to make it clear, all those things happened in my childhood in terms of the organized crime world that I was forced to grow up in. In fact, I was taught abusive sexuality from criminals, from lawbreakers, from felons, from crooks. I was taught abusive sexuality from murderers, from killers, from rapists, from perjurers, from arsonists, from muggers, from desperados, and from thugs. I was taught sexual perversion and sexual deviancy from gangsters, from gang leaders, from burglars, from safe crackers, from swindlers, from clip artists, from confidence men, from con men, from thieves, and from bandits. I was taught sexual perversion, sexual deviancy from second story men, from cattle rustlers, from horse thieves, from car thieves, from pickpockets, from counterfeiters, from forgers, from smugglers. I was taught sexual deviancy and sexual perversion from counterfeiters, forgers, smugglers, extortionists, kidnappers, gunmen, triggermen, accomplices, informers, stool pigeons, stoolies, squealers, cons, dope peddlers, and pushers. I was taught sexual deviancy and sexual perversion from confidence women, con women, second story women, gun women, trigger women, con artists, Ponzi schemers, scam artists, to be quite real, bullshit artists, from what they call organized crime choke artists. I was taught to embrace criminalistic sexuality, unlawful sexuality, felonious sexuality, illegal sexuality, bad sexuality, and sexual misdemeanors. So, I absolutely want to make it clear that all these kinds of criminals were in my life. And I saw all these crimes and all these criminals in my life. And that's why you heard me denounce and renounce my sexual past. Now you fully understand all the reasons. And notice, I don't celebrate my sexual past at all. I don't worship my sexual past at all. I don't praise my sexual past at all. I hate my sexual past. I don't hate the me that I was then. I hate what happened to me back then. And I also have learned that I was having sex because the trauma made me feel like I was internally crippled, internally maimed, internally mutilated, internally mangled, internally deformed, internally disabled. And the sexual pervert, sexual deviant tried to make me have myself being sexually crippled, sexually maimed, sexually mutilated, sexually mangled, sexually deformed, or sexually disabled, because they are internally crippled and sexually crippled. They are sexually maimed and internally maimed. They are internally mutilated, sexually mutilated. They are internally mangled and sexually mangled. They are internally deformed and sexually deformed. They are internally disabled and sexually disabled. They tried to turn me totally into them. Did they fail miserably? Hell the fuck yes they did. And they fail miserably each and every day. And they fail miserably each and every night. They fail miserably beyond compare when it comes to me. They fail miserably beyond measure when it comes to me. So I want to make it clear, and I said this before, but I gotta say it again because of new listeners. I have never committed any sex crimes. Never have, and never will. You want to know what I'm critical of? I am critical of sexual deviancy and sexual perversions. I am disapproving of sexual deviancy and sexual perversions. I am fault-finding when it comes to sexual deviancy and sexual perversions. I am trenchant towards sexual deviancy and sexual perversions. I am proud to be derogatory against sexual deviancy and sexual perversion. I am hypercritical, gladly, of sexual deviancy and sexual perversions. I'm condemning sexual deviancy and sexual perversions. I'm cutting sexual deviancy and sexual perversions. I'm scolding sexual deviancy and sexual perversions. And so I'm a critic when it comes to of sexual self-destruction and sexual community destruction, using sex to destroy neighborhoods and using sex to annihilate self. I was taught that when it comes to sex, it's okay to be without thinking or caring about the sexual consequences of a sexual action. I was taught to be a sexual person without sexual thinking or sexually caring about sexual consequences of sexual actions. I was taught to engage in sexual actions without sexually thinking or sexually caring about the sexual consequences of sexual actions. So I was taught to be engage in sexually reckless actions and to be a sexually reckless individual. I was taught to be erotically reckless. I was taught to be sensually reckless. I was taught to be kinkily reckless. I was taught to be energetically reckless. I was taught to be shape-shiftingly reckless. So they tried to make me an erotically reckless person, a kinkily reckless person, a sensually reckless person, an energetically reckless person, a shape-shiftingly reckless person. I was taught to engage in erotically reckless actions, sensually reckless actions, energetically reckless actions and shape-shiftingly reckless actions. So, let me tell you about my childhood. The criminals in my life, involuntarily speaking, all of them were sexually rash, sexually careless, sexually thoughtless, sexually incautious, sexually heedless, sexually unheeding. So they taught me to be sexually rash, sexually careless, sexually thoughtless, sexually incautious, sexually heedless, and sexually unheeding. The criminals in my life, involuntarily speaking, were all sexually inattentive, sexually hasty, sexually overhasty, sexually precipitate, sexually precipitous, and sexually impetuous. So they taught me to be sexually inattentive, sexually hasty, sexually overhasty, sexually precipitate, sexually precipitous, and sexually impetuous. All the criminals in my life, involuntarily speaking, were sexually hot-headed, sexually irresponsible, sexually unaccountable, sexually wild, sexually foolhardy, sexually headlong, and sexually overadventurous. That's why they taught me to be sexually hot-headed, sexually irresponsible, sexually unaccountable, sexually wild, sexually foolhardy, sexually headlong, sexual adventurous. In fact, they taught me to be sexually unadventurous, sexually underadventurous, because they were sexually unadventurous at times and sexually underadventurous at times. The criminals in my life, involuntarily speaking, were sexually overventuresome, sexually underventuresome, sexually unventuresome, sexually audacious, sexually death or glory, sexually ill-advised, and sexually injudicious. That's why they taught me to be sexually overventuresome, sexually underventuresome, sexually unventuresome, sexually audacious, sexually death or glory, sexually ill-advised, and sexually injudicious. And I can tell you the criminals in my life were sexually reckless, erotically reckless, sensually reckless, kinkily reckless, energetically reckless, and shape-shiftingly reckless. The criminals in my life, involuntarily speaking, were sexually misguided, sexually harebrained, sexually madcap, sexually imprudent, sexually unwise, sexually ill-considered, sexually unconsidered, sexually ill-conceived, sexually unthinking, sexually indiscreet, sexually mindless, sexually negligent, sexually tear away. Sexually harem scarum, sexually bull in a china shop, and sexually temerarious. That's why they taught me to be sexually misguided, sexually harebrained, sexually madcap, sexually imprudent, sexually unwise, sexually ill-considered, sexually unconsidered, sexually ill-conceived, sexually unthinking, sexually indiscreet, sexually mindless, sexually negligent, sexually tearaway, sexually harem scarum, sexually bull in a china shop, and sexually temerarious. The criminals in my life were involuntarily speaking, were never sexually careful, never sexually cautious, never sexually prudent. That's why they taught me to never be sexually careful, never be sexually cautious, never be sexually prudent. So, the organized crime in my childhood were spent with lawbreakers being erotically rash, erotically careless, erotically thoughtless, erotically incautious, erotically heedless, erotically unheeding, erotically inattentive, erotically hasty, erotically overhasty, erotically precipitate, erotically precipitous, erotically impetuous, erotically impulsive, erotically daredevil, erotically devil may care, erotically hot-headed, erotically irresponsible, erotically unaccountable, erotically wild, erotically foolhardy, erotically headlong, erotically overadventurous, erotically overventuresome, erotically unventuresome, erotically underventuresome, erotically underhasty, erotically audacious, erotically overventuresome, erotically death or glory, erotically ill-advised, erotically injudicious, erotically misguided, erotically harebrained, erotically madcap, erotically imprudent, erotically unwise, erotically ill-considered, erotically inconsidered, erotically ill-conceived, erotically unthinking, erotically indiscreet, erotically mindless, erotically negligent, erotically tear away, erotically harem scam, erotically bull in a china shop, and erotically temerarious. They were never erotically careful, they were never erotically cautious, and they were never erotically prudent. So then, the criminals, involuntarily speaking, in my childhood at that time, they were sexually unhasty. No, I'm sorry, I take that back. They were sexually under hasty, you know. What that means is that at times I was taught to, you know, I was taught to live fast and die young, sexually, erotically, kinkily, sensually, and shape-shiftingly, energetically. And what under-hasty means is I was taught by the criminals that when it comes to sex, that it's okay to be deer in the headlights. I was taught that when it comes to sex, it's okay to be in freeze mode. I wasn't taught sexual flight, fleeing from sexual disasters. I wasn't taught sexual fight, like, okay, someone is trying to sexually take advantage of me and I need to get them off of me, legally speaking. I wasn't taught that either. So I was taught by the criminals to be kinkily rash, kinkily careless, kinkily thoughtless, kinkily incautious, kinkily heedless, kinkily unheeding, kinkily inattentive, kinkily hasty, kinkily overhasty, kinkily underhasty, kinkily precipitate, kinkily precipitous, kinkily impetuous, kinkily impulsive, kinkily daredevils, kinkily devil may care, kinkily hot-headed, kinkily irresponsible, kinkily unaccountable, kinkily wild, kinkily foolhardy, kinkily headlong, kinkily overadventurous, kinkily overventuresome, kinkily unadventurous, kinkily underadventurous, sexually unadventurous sexually, under-adventurous erotically, under-adventurous sex, erotically, unadventurous, kinkily over-venturesome, kinkily unventuresome, kinkily under-venturesome, kinkily audacious, kinkily death or glory, kinkily ill-advised, kinkily injudicious, kinkily misguided, kinkily harebrained, kinkily madcap, kinkily imprudent, kinkily unwise, kinkily ill-considered, kinkily unconsidered, kinkily ill-conceived, kinkily unthinking, kinkily indiscreet, kinkily mindless, kinkily negligent, kinkily tearaway, kinkily harem scarum, kinkily bull in a china shop, kinkily temerarious. They taught me to never be kinkily careful. They taught me to never be kinkily cautious. They taught me to never be kinkily prudent. The criminals taught me to be sensually rash, sensually careless, sensually thoughtless, sensually incautious, sensually heedless, sensually unheeding, sensually inattentive, sensually hasty, sensually overhasty, sensually underhasty, sensually precipitate, sensually precipitous, sensually impetuous, sensually impulsive, sensually daredevils, sensually devil may care, sensually hot-headed, sensually irresponsible, sensually unaccountable, sensually wild, sensually foolhardy, sensually headlong, sensually over-adventurous, sensually unadventurous, sensually under-adventurous, sensually over-venturesome, sensually unventuresome, sensually under-venturesome, sensually audacious, sensually death or glory, sensually ill-advised, sensually injudicious, sensually misguided, sensually harebrained, sensually madcap, sensually imprudent, sensually unwise, sensually ill-considered, sensually unconsidered, sensually ill-conceived, sensually unthinking, sensually indiscreet, sensually mindless, sensually negligent, sensually tearaway, sensually harem scarum, sensually bull in a china shop, sensually temerarious, never to be sensually careful, never to be sensually cautious, never to be sensually prudent. This is what the criminals taught me as a child. And yet, I was taught to be sexually compulsive, erotically compulsive, sensually compulsive, and kinkily compulsive too by the criminals. I was taught to be shape-shiftingly rash, shape-shiftingly careless, shape-shiftingly thoughtless, shape-shiftingly incautious, shape-shiftingly heedless, shape-shiftingly unheeding, shape-shiftingly inattentive, shape-shiftingly hasty, shape-shiftingly overhasty, shape-shiftingly underhasty, shape-shiftingly precipitate, shape-shiftingly precipitous, shape-shiftingly impetuous, shape-shiftingly impulsive, shape-shiftingly compulsive, shape-shiftingly daredevil, shape-shiftingly devil may care, shape-shiftingly high-headed, shape-shiftingly irresponsible, shape-shiftingly unaccountable, shape-shiftingly wild, shape-shiftingly foolhardy, shape-shiftingly headlong, shape-shiftingly over-adventurous, shape-shiftingly unadventurous, shape-shiftingly under-adventurous, shape-shiftingly over-venturesome, shape-shiftingly unventuresome, shape-shiftingly under-venturesome, shape-shiftingly audacious, shape-shiftingly death or glory, shape-shiftingly ill-advised, shape-shiftingly injudicious, shape-shiftingly misguided, shape-shiftingly harebrained, shape-shiftingly madcap, shape-shiftingly imprudent, shape-shiftingly unwise, shape-shiftingly ill-considered, shape-shiftingly unconsidered, shape-shiftingly ill-conceived, shape-shiftingly unthinking, shape-shiftingly indiscreet, shape-shiftingly mindless, shape-shiftingly negligent, shape-shiftingly tearaway, shape-shiftingly harem scarum, shape-shiftingly bull in a china shop, shape-shiftingly temerarious, never to be shape-shiftingly careful, never to be shape-shiftingly cautious, and never to be shape-shiftingly prudent. These were what the criminals were teaching me in my childhood. Lastly, I was taught by the criminals to be energetically rash, energetically careless, energetically thoughtless, energetically incautious, energetically heedless, energetically unheeding, energetically inattentive, energetically hasty, energetically over hasty, energetically under hasty, energetically precipitate, energetically precipitous, energetically impetuous, energetically impulsive, energetically compulsive, energetically daredevil, energetically devil may care, energetically hot-headed, energetically irresponsible, energetically unaccountable, energetically wild, energetically foolhardy, energetically headlong, energetically over-adventurous, energetically under-adventurous, energetically unadventurous, energetically over-adventuresome, energetically under-adventuresome, energetically unventuresome, energetically audacious, energetically death or glory, energetically ill-advised, energetically injudicious, energetically misguided, energetically harebrained, energetically madcap, energetically imprudent, energetically unwise, energetically ill-considered, energetically unconsidered, energetically ill-conceived, energetically unthinking, energetically indiscreet, energetically mindless, energetically negligent, energetically tear away, energetically harem scarum, energetically bull in a china shop, energetically temerarious. Never to be energetically careful, never to be energetically cautious, never to be energetically prudent. So, I was taught to be, overall, I was taught to be a sexually reckless person, energetically reckless person, shape-shiftingly reckless person, kinkily reckless person, and sensually reckless person by the criminals. I was taught to be someone who engages in sexually reckless actions, sensually reckless actions, erotically reckless actions, shape-shiftingly reckless actions, kinkily reckless actions, shape-shiftingly reckless actions. Yes, I was taught to be an erotically reckless person. I was taught to be without sexual thinking, be without erotic thinking, be without sensual thinking, be without kinky thinking, be without shape-shifting thinking, be without sensual thinking. I was taught to be without sexual caring, to be without kinky caring, to be without shape-shiftingly caring, to be without energetically caring, to be without basically I was taught to be without sexual caring, be without kinky caring, be without energetically caring, be without shape-shiftingly caring, be without sensual caring, be without erotic caring. And to go back, I was taught to be without erotic caring. Yes, I was taught to be without erotic thinking, to be without sensual thinking, to be without sexual thinking, to be without energetic thinking, be without shape-shifting thinking, be without kinky thinking. I was taught to discard sexual consequences, kinky consequences, sensual consequences, erotic consequences, shape-shifting consequences, and energetic consequences. I was taught to not care about sexual actions, kinky actions, erotic actions, energetic actions, kinky actions, shape-shifting actions. I was taught these things. So sadly, when it came to sexuality, sensuality, eroticism, kinkiness, energy, and shape-shifting, unintentionally speaking, I was rash, careless, thoughtless, incautious, heedless, unheeding, inattentive, hasty, over-hasty, under-hasty, precipitate, precipitous, impetuous, impulsive to some extent, compulsive to some extent, daredevil, devil may care, hot-headed, irresponsible, unaccountable, wild, foolhardy, headlong, over-adventurous, unadventurous, under-adventurous, over-venturesome, unventuresome, under-venturesome, audacious, death or glory, ill-advised, injudicious, misguided, harebrained, madcap, imprudent, unwise, ill-considered, unconsidered, ill-conceived, unthinking, indiscreet, mindless, negligent, tear-away, harem-scarum, bull in a china shop, temerarious, not careful, not cautious, not prudent. I am Thankfully, I learned in therapy I was never a sex addict. I was never a porn addict. I was never a masturbation addict. I was taught to be reckless with porn, reckless with erotica. Thankfully, I was never those things. But that's what I was exposed to in my childhood at the time. And I was also taught to be reckless when it came to sex work and adult entertainment of all forms. And none of these traits that I told you about just now throughout the whole episode are me. I was taught to be all these things that I am not by my nature. So there was some recklessness that came through adult entertainment, meaning sex work in this case, that I talked about in length in past sexual past of mine episodes. I can honestly say so I'll say in closing that I forgive myself for my sexual past. I give myself grace when it comes to my sexual past. I give myself mercy when it comes to my sexual past. I give myself compassion when it comes to my sexual past. I give myself empathy when it comes to my sexual past. I give myself redemption when it comes to my sexual past. I give myself repentance when it comes to my sexual past. And the people I was sexually involved with, I forgive them. I grant them mercy. I grant them grace. I grant them compassion. I grant them mercy. And if I could help it, I would grant them repentance. Hopefully they've changed their lives, even sexually, because we were saying and doing everything out of anguish, because every person I had sex with were survivors of sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, psychological abuse, all kinds of abuse. And they don't mind me sharing that with you, because we talked about how when I become a public figure that it would be okay for me to share those things with you all. And I, as you know, I'm a survivor of sexual abuse, physical abuse. Emotional abuse, psychological abuse, all kinds of abuse. So I can't change the consequences of my behavior back then. They can't change the consequences of their behavior back then, especially our sexual behavior back then. We can't change those consequences, but hopefully they've matured. I know I have. Even when you grant yourself and others clemency and healthy leniency, you can't undo the consequences of the past. But the consequences of the past don't have to be the consequences of the present, and they don't have to be the consequences of the future. So we all, me and then we all have to live with the sexual consequences the rest of our lives. We just don't have to be consumed by the guilt of trauma, the shame of trauma, the chronic stress of trauma, the worry of trauma, the dread of trauma, the fear of trauma, the depression of trauma, the rage of trauma, the aggravation of trauma, the agony of trauma. We don't have to allow those things to make us debase ourselves. We don't have to allow those things to cause us to hate ourselves. So I don't allow those things to happen to me. And hopefully those who I was having sex with at the time, they don't allow those things to happen to them either. And a lot of people would be like, and Tony, you sure you're not being hard on anybody, not even yourself? I'm like, I'm sure, because we were being sexual for the wrong reasons. We're being kinky for the wrong reasons. We're being erotic for the wrong reasons. We're being sensual for the wrong reasons. We're being sexual for the wrong reasons. We're being energetic for the wrong reasons. We're being kinky for the wrong reasons. We're being shape-shifting for the wrong reasons. It all the wrong reasons were trauma of our childhood inspired reasons. That's what I'm talking about. We all suffered from rape trauma syndrome. That's what I'm referring to. So I just want to say thank you for hearing me out and for listening to me. And the same clemency I grant myself and the people I had sex with back then, I grant clemency to all the bystanders who helped orchestrate the sexual behavior me and the people I was having sex with were doing. I grant all the clemency to all the parties involved that were directly and indirectly involved in the sexual arrangements between myself and people I was sleeping with. We all get clemency. So I have no bitterness when it comes to anyone, not even myself. I have no unforgiveness when it comes to myself and anybody else. I have no malice when it comes to myself and anybody else. I'm talking about all the parties involved. And to all the people who are directly hurt, indirectly hurt, I think we all were. And even the families were all directly hurt, indirectly hurt. But these were all unintentional. So the adults, we were all scarred, directly, indirectly. And I told you the times about the kids knowing what I was doing with their mothers. The kids were indirectly scarred. I've never child abused in any kind of way, never have, never will. I've never adult abused in any kind of way, never have, never will. What I mean is, I'm not a child abuser, I'm not an adult abuser. However, kids and adults were hurt. It was unintentional direct harm and unintentional indirect harm on everybody's part. I never will be a child abuser. I never will be an adult abuser. I hate child abuse in all forms. I hate adult abuse in all forms. Even back then, I was... I was hateful of child abuse, adult abuse back then. That's how I feel in the future. That's how I feel in the present. That's how I feel forever. In the words of the episode title for this recording, I denounce and renounce my sexual past.